It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Haney into the lane, out to Wendy. Why not? She has a hot hand, high arcing rainbow three. Give her another. Samantha Wendy with her fourth three in the first half. Corner three, left side, Ryan short. Rebound put back. Wilts with the buzzer. He switches it on the baseline. Wilts right spot at the right time. And the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead.
Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store.
Now Davis is fast behind his center target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam! They throw it away. It's deflected. Haney gets it. Two on the clock. Haney shoots from way downtown for the win. Yes! Oh, my gosh!
And now, with today's play-by-play coverage, here is Wade Gershner.
And welcome back again, getting ready for the boys' varsity contest here at Silver Lake High School, as it's the 11-4 Silver Lake Eagles, 6-2 in the Big East, taking on St. Mary's Bears, ranked 9th and 3A, 13-2, 7-1 in league play. If you're tuning in a little bit late, the girls' game went to Silver Lake by a final of 67-54. Silver Lake up just three going into the fourth quarter, outscores the Bears 23-13 in the fourth to pull away. Kaylin Haney led the way with 22 points. Karis Dider, freshman, had 18. And St. Mary's was led by Hayden Heim with 24 and Isabel Herla with 19. Boys game should be very entertaining. Both teams like to get up and down the floor. Both teams can shoot the rock. Silver Lake averaging 65 points per game. St. Mary's averaging 58 per contest. And they're led by two head coaches that were pretty decent basketball players back in their day. Shannon Krueger in his second stint as head coach at Silver Lake, a Silver Lake alum. It's his second year in his second stint. Washburn, Ichabod Hall of Famer, over 1,000 points at Washburn, 242 threes. He's the head coach for the Silver Lake boys. Last year, their first winning season since 18-19, fell in the sub-state semifinals to Beloit, who went on to finish third in Class 3A. Eagles had a great year at 14-8, and they lost the first two meetings to St. Mary's last year, 60-54 and 64-61, but won the most important third meeting, which was a sub-state first-round game, 67-55 to end the Bears' season. The Bears led by a guy you may have heard of, Will Spradling. If you're a K-State fan, you know that name well. He played at K-State from 2010 to 2014, and he's done a great job as head coach at St. Mary's in his eighth year with the Bears, 126-52 his record. He's taken the Bears to state 2022 and 2023. In 20, it was they were part of the COVID four where they made it to the state semifinals out in Hutch, but weren't able to continue to play, unfortunately, due to COVID. And then in the 21-22 campaign, they lost the 2A state championship to Hillsboro. A year later, lost the first round in 2A to Mound Ridge, and now they are Class 3A, ranked 9th in the state, according to the KBCA. And they are 13-2 on the season, 7-1 in the league. They started year 10-0. They lost Nemaw Central in the Championship of the Thunder Classic. And the last time we saw St. Mary's was against Rossville back on February 4th, just 9 days ago, and Rossville beat them by one, 61-60. St. Mary's led most of that game. So that's the two losses that St. Mary's has. But they avenged the first loss at Nemaw Central because they beat Nemaw Central earlier this week at home, 60-44. The Thunder ranked 7th in 3A, so a big win for the Bears. And they get chance a little redemption against Rossville coming up next Tuesday. St. Mary's and Rossville. Yeah, that'd be not next Tuesday, but it'll be the final game of the regular season. That'll be on Monday, February 24th, when Rossville and St. Mary's will play in Rossville. And we had the first matchup between the two schools, and we'll have the second one as well on Monday, February 21st, right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Both teams led for outstanding players. Dane Johnson, a junior, averaging 21 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists for Silver Lake. Brady Hurley, averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists, 6-foot senior point guard for St. Mary's. But there's other players for both these teams that can hurt you. We'll tell you more about them and the starting lineups. That's all coming up after a 2-minute timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy.
The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Silver Lake. Let's get you started. Lineups first of St. Mary's. Head coach Will Spradling, assisted by Tim Rodden, Caden Hurla, and Mitch Flanagan. It's Brady Hurla, 6-foot senior point guard, averages 15 points and 3 rebounds. First team All-Leaguer a year ago. Last year averaged 21 a game. Cyprian Jackson, a 6'3 senior guard, averaging 8.6 rebounds. Alex Gallego, 6-foot senior guard, averaging 9.3 rebounds. Ben DeVaders, a 5'10 junior guard, second team All-Leaguer a year ago, averaging 14.3 rebounds. He's made over 40 threes this year. And Howie Rizak, 6'4 senior forward, who's going to play football. Hutchinson as a linebacker, averages 7.5 rebounds, and he'll play in the Shrine Bowl coming up later this summer. For Silver Lake, head coach Shannon Krueger, assisted by Brock LaRoe and Lauren Ziegler. Of course, Lauren Ziegler, head coach of Silver Lake girls for so many years, and under Coach Ziegler, they won 6 state championships, and 3 of those were perfect seasons. He's now an assistant for the boys. The starting lineup for Silver Lake, Dane Johnson, 6'3 junior guard, All-Leaguer a year ago. Had a career-high 37 at Rossville earlier this year, averaging 21 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He was all-tourney team at Burlington at the Invitational there. Brody Dider, 6'1 senior guard, nice compliment to Johnson. Second team All-Leaguer, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. J.P. Whitehead is a very good role player, knows exactly what he needs to do to help this team win. 5'10 junior guard, averaging 2 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Eamon Coplin is a 6'3 senior forward, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds. And Jared Johnson, a 6'2 senior guard, averaging 13 points and 2 rebounds. He was all-tourney at Burlington back in January as well. He's had some big games this year as Jared Johnson, 25 against Labette County, 28 against Burlington, and then in that sensational triple overtime 97-88 win in the Burlington Invitational semifinals. Silver Lake and St. Mary's are the opening tip in 60 seconds. Back in 60 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's a big game in the Big East League here tonight on the boys' side of things as St. Mary's leads the league race at 7-1. Nemaw Central 7-2. Rossville done with their league season 7-3. Silver Lake 6-2. Silver Lake can win here tonight. AB 7-2. St. Mary's falls to 7-2. Nemaw Central's then tied with St. Mary's and Silver Lake atop the league standings with one game to play for all. But if St. Mary's wins tonight and then wins tomorrow at Hiawatha, they have an outright league title in the first year of the Big East League. So big from that standpoint. Also big in regards to overall record. It's still teams trying to position for sub-state seeding, and Silver Lake and St. Mary's could very well meet again, not only 8 days from now in St. Mary's, but they could meet again come sub-state time.
Just watch your cord down there. Okay. There, you're good.
So here we go. We are ready to go. Here, Silver Lake and St. Mary's. Silver Lake in the home white. St. Mary's the road blue, and Dane Johnson won the tip, but he spanked the basketball all the way into the stands on the far side. So the Bear basketball to start this contest. St. Mary's in the road blue with the white numerals and lettering, and Silver Lake in the home white with the maroon numerals and lettering and trim outline in the gold. Moving to our right, here's Jackson at the right elbow. Cyprian Jackson almost had it knocked away there by Kaufman. Tracked down by Brady Hurla far side. Hurla, a handful to deal with, spins in the lane, turns, flips it up with the left hand. That's in and out. Ball tipped around and rebounded there by Dane Johnson. Out with the whitehead. Silver Lake gets a stop. And now they have the basketball for the first time here tonight. Dane Johnson is a tough matchup, as is Brady Hurla, two of the better players in the state in 3A. With it is Dane Johnson, guarded one-on-one by DeVader. Kicks it into the corner. Jared Johnson open three. Bingo! Jared Johnson with the tray, and it's 3-0 Silver Lake. Hurla across the timeline. Picked up there by Whitehead. Brady Hurla to Rezac. Rezac turns, one dribble, right-hand hook missing over Deiter and rebounded by Dane Johnson. Rezac could be a problem for Silver Lake at 6'4", big, strong body. Here's Dane all the way to the hoop and scores. No help defense. Two St. Mary's defenders had their eyes at their defender, at their offensive player they're guarding, and didn't see man and ball. 5-0 Silver Lake in the early going. Gallegos to Rezac. Steps through. Nice power move to the bucket, and he scores. After watching him play for the first time against Rossville a few weeks ago, I think he could do even more for this team inside offensively. And now Deiter had it and then lost it out of bounds on the baseline, but they say his last touch by Hurla. So 5-2 Silver Lake. Rezac the bucket for St. Mary's, a three for Jared Johnson, and a layup for Dane Johnson for the Eagles. Wrap around Deiter, pump fake on the inbounds, turns, leans in, and scores over Jackson. Little mini hook there by Deiter, his first two, 7-2, Silver Lake with the lead. Silver Lake, their losses, they've had some close ones. We'll talk about it in a moment. Jackson, pump fake on three, steps in, skips it across to Gallegos. It's on the Silver Lake bench to my right. Right of the key, it goes to DeVader, one-on-one against Deiter. Nice up and under move by DeVader. Lost it, gets it back, leans in, puts up a tough guarded shot. Banker too strong. Rezac a strong rebound, and a foul called on Kaufman with a shove from behind trying to get the rebound. First on Kaufman, first team foul. So you mentioned St. Mary's losses. Lost to Nemaw Central by 8, lost to Rossville by 1. They avenged the Nemaw Central loss on Tuesday, winning by 16 at home. Here's the inbounds. It's tipped, but it goes to Gallegos. Here's Brady Hurla. Hurla rises and fires for three and swishes it in Whitehead's face. Brady Hurla, he really has unlimited range. 7-5, little dish inside to Kaufman, but left it short. But he hits the deck, and a foul called on St. Mary's. Will Spradling is confused by the call. We'll see who it's on. It's on Rezac, his first. Spradling didn't think there was a foul there, and I would have to see the replay to see if I would agree with that or not. But in regards to Silver Lake, they lost a tough, close game to Rossville early in the year, 79-74. They got blown out by Ottawa, and that was the quick turnaround the afternoon after they played a triple overtime win over Burlington, 97-88. They lost to 67-38 in that championship. They lost by one at Rock Creek, 58-57. Lost to Nemaw Central last week at home by four. So they've been right there, three of their four losses. Kaufman hits one out of two, and it's 8-5, Silver Lake. Quickly down the floor, Hurla misses a left-handed runner. And here is Deiter in the open floor, three on three. Oh, what a pass! Threads the needle on the bounce to Kaufman. What a dish, and Kaufman has three. 10-5, Eagles. We talk about the Silver Lake girls like to get the ball up and down, transition. They excel on the open floor, as do the Silver Lake boys. Here's Jared Johnson against Jackson. Rezac hands it off to Hurla. Deep three, far side, short. Gets his own rebound. Nobody boxed him out. Hurla goes up with a scoop. He can't finish. Rezac, the stick back is good. Rezac with four. Silver Lake did not. They went flying out at the shooter and thus didn't box out. 10-7, Eagles. Here's Guider across the Eagle logo at half court to my left. Steps through. A wild shot that's over the backboard. He lost it going up. So a turnover there for Silver Lake. Little token full court man. Silver Lake will play man most of the time. St. Mary's will as well. Here's Gallegos to the left elbow. Back out. DeVader open. Three. Right of the key. Short. Long rebound. Gallegos trying to save it. Does, but right to Dane Johnson. 4:35 to go. First quarter. 10-7 in favor of the Eagles. These teams met three times a year ago. St. Mary's won the first two, but Silver Lake won the third and most important, which was the first round of substate. Ended St. Mary's season. Here's Dane Johnson, picked up there by Jackson. St. Mary's last year started 9-1, but really struggled. 4-7 the last 11 games. Here's Dane out front. Kaufman wide open, set three, short. Try to get his own rebound and does. Leans in and scores. Kaufman with five. He beat Rezac to the spot that time. 10-7, Silver Lake. Rezac went off his rebound earlier. Now this time back in his face. He catches it, turns. A little right-handed hook is good. Well, I tell you, Rezac, I really like him inside in the low block. 12-9, Silver Lake. He's a force at 6'4". You can tell he's lifted a few weights, too. And he's going to play in the Shrine Bowl and going to play football at Hutch. Gary Johnson hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman turns the corner around. Rezac lost it for a moment, a bump and a foul. And if that was on Rezac, that'd be number two. Nope, they call it reach on Brady Hurlow. That's a good thing for the Bears, or Rezac would have two personals. Rezac would get a breather. He checks out. McCann is in. And also Zach Summers, who started some last year as a sophomore, comes off the bench this year, averaging 7 a game. And Rizzano, DeAndre Rizzano in the game. He catches it in the far corner. He's played very well as of late. Nice role play off the bench, averaging 6 points and four rebounds. Gary Johnson spins right of the lane, back out to Dane Johnson. Picked up there by Jackson. Kick out in the left corner, and now they hand it off to Joel Miller. Out front, Dane Johnson. Dane doesn't take a ton of threes. He puts it on the floor, stops and pops from 12 and hits it. Smooth move. That's his mid-range game. I love to see a mid-range game. They kind of see in the pros, maybe in a college at times, it's disappearing. It's all threes or dunks. 14-9, Silver Lake. Now a baseball pass ahead. What a catch by Jackson to save it. To DeVader, three, bouncing off. And then Summers nearly grabbed the rebound one hand, but lost it out of bounds. Well, that was an errant pass by Brady Hurla. Jackson skied and kept it in bounds as he hit the deck, jumping so high for it. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, 14-9 Silver Lake. Here's Rizzano. Little hesitation dribble, drives, spins against Summers. Dane Johnson fakes a pass left, dribbles in, 15-footer, yes. Now to Manilon. Dane Johnson has six. He's starting to heat up. 16-9 Silver Lake, timeout St. Mary's, 2:44 to go first quarter. We'll take Roswell back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Will Spradling's team trailing Silver Lake by 7, 2:44 to play first quarter. Coach Spradling calling a 30-second timeout. See how the Bears respond. Ray Hurla into the forecourt, has it between the rings. And a leg dribble picked up there by Whitehead. Hands it off, does Hurla to DeVader. Now Summers has it. Bounce pass to Jackson. Here's Brady Hurla. Silver Lake hedges and pops out on him, so Hurla can't shoot the three. Good defense. Now to McCann, and the pass on the baseline. It's in for Summers, picked off by Rizzano. Rizzano fires a pass. What a look, and Whitehead can't finish with the left hand, but he's fouled. And if that's on Brady Hurla, that'd be his second personal, and it is. And Brady Hurley with two early fouls. We still have 2:13 to play in the first quarter. Brady Hurley, he missed some time. In fact, he missed all the games before the holiday break due to ankle ligament damage from football. Healed up. The St. Mary's team was able to win all their games prior to him coming back. Gary Johnson getting a breather. First free throw good by Whitehead. 5'10 junior, averaging 2 a game, 2 assists. Second one off the mark, too strong. Up high for the rebound is Jackson. 17-9. Silver Lake with the lead. St. Mary's with the ball in the blue jersey. Summers giving a little bit of room. Picked up there by Rosano on the baseline. Bounce pass to Hurley. Stays out there with the two fouls. Brady spins. Kicks it back in the corner. Summers launches the triple and hits it. Zach Summers with the three. And it is 17-12. Silver Lake, big shot for Summers and the Bears offense. Dane Johnson against Brady Hurley. Now to Dieter. Dieter baseline. Brings it back out front to Whitehead. Dane Johnson catches it far sideline in front of the Silver Lake student section. Drives baseline. Extends the arm just a little bit. Got a little space. Hurley slipped backwards. And Dane banks in the shot from 15. And it's 19-12. Silver Lake. Dane Johnson has 8. Here's McCann. Wide open. Spot up 3. Missing from the near wing. Ball fought for. Loose. And Dane Johnson dives on the floor. Saves it to Brody Dieter. 3-on-2 going to my left. Dieter gives it up to Whitehead. St. Mary's, great job getting back in transition on defense. Great hustle by the Bears. Now Dane Johnson says, clear it out. Let me go one-on-one against Hurley. He knows Hurley has 2 fouls. Dane pump fake. Can't get it off. Good defense by Brady Hurley. Now Whitehead probing into the lane. Into the corner goes Joel Miller. He's played very well as of late off the bench. A couple of threes the other night against Nemaha Central. One-handed pass to Rosano from Dieter. Rosano guarded by Summers. Man-to-man defense by both teams. Rosano underneath Joel Miller. He cuts, he turns, kicks it in the corner to Whitehead. Whitehead plays it to Rosano. No shot clock here at Silver Lake. Rosano backs down Summers into the lane a little bit. Picks up the dribble. Now plays it to Dieter. Here's Dane Johnson guarded by Hurley. And now Whitehead checking with Coach Kruger on what they want to run. Silver Lake will go ahead and milk the final 20 seconds to take the last shot. So they had the ball for about a minute of clock time here. Dane Johnson catches it, brings it back near the Eagle logo at half court, plays it left side to Whitehead. 8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Looking for Dieter. He catches the high post. He spins, turns, reverse pivot, fadeaway shot is up, in and out. Rebound Summers. Good D by the Bears. End of one. Silver Lake 19, St. Mary's 12. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. On 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3720. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
They have a sign underneath the scoreboard here at Silver Lake. Welcome to the nest. And the Eagles right now not being kind hosts as they lead St. Mary's at the end of the first quarter, 19-12 in this boys' varsity game. Earlier tonight, girls' game went to Silver Lake 67-54. We had 12 lead changes in the first half. Silver Lake girls led by 7 at halftime, just by 3, 44-41, heading into the fourth, but turned up the defensive intensity, tightened the screws on defense, and were able to pull away to win 67-54. Kaylin Haney led away with 22, 18 for Karis Dieter. Silver Lake girls are now 14-2 overall, 8-1 in league play. St. Mary's falls to 8-8, 5-4 in the league. Lady Bears led by Hayden Heim with 24, and Isabel Hurley had 5 threes and 19 points. Boys game 19-12, Silver Lake with the ball to start this second quarter. They have the ball moving to my left. There's Dane Johnson going to work out front, and he plays it over to Hunter Rooks, the sophomore, getting some playing time. New Dieter at the high post at the left elbow. Flipped, almost fell. Gives it up to Johnson. Jared Johnson, a three from the corner, and he's fouled. And Coach Bradley puts his hands on top of his head. He knows it's a foul. It's just not a proper closeout by Summers, and he ran right through the shooter, Jared Johnson, who nearly had a chance for 4-point play as a three from the corner and halfway down and out. The first foul here of the second quarter on the Bears, and Johnson switches the free throw. Derrick Johnson, he had to miss a few games. He turned his ankle in practice after the first game of the year. Last year, averaged 9 points. He had 25 against Labette County at the Burlington Invitational, 28 in a triple overtime win. Second free throw, too strong. He's a little bit streaky, but when he's on, he is on. He's averaging 13 a game, and he was named all-tournament team at the Burlington Invitational along with Dane Johnson. Third free throw is good. So two out of three for Jared Johnson. He has five, and it's 21-12 Silver Lake. Silver Lake trying to force a three-way tie atop the league standings, with Rossville then being a half game out. Inside, Rizak wide open. Rosano blocks it! What a play by Rosano. Look like it's going to be easy, too, for Rizak. It's kind of a blown coverage by Silver Lake defensively, but you talk about coming over and erasing that mistake. Rosano, what a play, what a block. Dieter, hard pivot, drop step, misses on the turnaround in the lane. Rizak, a strong rebound, cleans the glass. Quickly ahead, this is Gallegos. Drives, cut off there. Good defense by Grady Bergman, who just checked in, a junior for Silver Lake. Coach Kruger going to his bench. He's got three bench guys on the floor right now. Eight-player rotation. Gallegos, probing baseline, lobs it into Rizak. Rizak, hard, power dribble, and then leans in and puts it up with the right. Rizak with eight. 21-14. Telling you, the more I see him play, the more I think they got to get him the ball more often down on low blocks. So strong. He's got a nice touch for a big guy, too. Jared Johnson almost traveled, kept the pivot foot for the near corner. Dieter drives baseline, cut off there. Good help by Rizak. DeVader moving his feet. Now in some trouble with Beatty Bergman, and he got to the foul line and then backpedaled and then called for steps. This is the second turnover, Silver Lake. Three turnovers with St. Mary's. St. Mary's going to have just 42 points a game on defense. Silver Lake's going to have 58. That's kind of the biggest difference between the two teams. St. Mary's shoots more threes than Silver Lake does. Both teams can score, though. 21-14. Silver Lake by a touchdown and an extra point. Rizak has it, top of the key extended. Here's Gallegos. Step back, 16-footer. Back iron, no. Rizak, what a rebound! He has it in the corner. He says, come here, somebody's got to help me out. And he gets it to a teammate, DeVader, but it's knocked away loose. Rosano dives, saves up it right to DeVader. And Rosano's shaken up. And he's going to have to, here's a three, and now he got to stop play. Three swish on the far side by Gallegos. 21-17. But Rosano, he dove for that ball. I think his head hit the leg of maybe DeVader. And so Rosano is holding his head right now. So coming in is Eamon Kaufman, and Rosano's going to have to check out once he's lying on the floor right here in front of the Silver Lake bench. And they have someone checking him out right now as he's writhing in pain, but I think his head right into the body of DeVader. So 6:06 to play in the first half. Silver Lake was up 9. It's now down to 4, 21-17 after the three-pointer by Gallegos. He's shooting 46% from three. And Rosano trying to shake it off. He also could have got, could also been a, maybe he got poked in the eye. He's holding his right eye, too. Boy, talk about pain. You get poked in the eye, hurts like the Dickens. The Silver Lake with the basketball. 21-17. Eagles with the lead. 6 minutes to play in this first half. Whitehead, ball knocked away, stolen by Rizak. Rizak then had it poked away and a foul called on Whitehead, and that's a good foul by Whitehead. That's his first team foul on the Eagles, the third turnover. And the Hurla family, got Brady Hurla, Cole Hurla is his brother, Cole's on the team, and then Jace is a cousin, and Jace's brother, Keller's a quarterback for the Washburn Ichabod football team. Three-pointer missed by Gallegos, but the rebound, and then the putback, left hand, no, for Summers, but then Gallegos sits it off. It's a rebound and a foul on Kaufman, and that's his second. So now you got Rosano shaking up, Kaufman with two fouls. Suddenly Silver Lake's a little bit thinner than they like to be. Bergman will check in a moment, more than likely for Kaufman, and St. Mary's beat Silver Lake there on the glass. A couple offensive rebounds. Free throw is up and good by Gallegos. I think the biggest issue for Silver Lake to make a run at Substate is about matchups. It's really about matchups. Last year, they ran into a tall, physical Beloit team, and it didn't go well as Gallegos hits both free throws. And then they faced Rossville earlier in the year, and Rossville took advantage of their size in the paint second half and really changed that game when Silver Lake was cruising in the first half. Here's Dane Johnson, spins against two players, and the foul, reach-in called on the Bears. Vader Hurley standing on the floor with the two fouls. This personal is on to Vader. That's his first, and the second team foul on the Bears. So if Silver Lake could avoid facing a team that had a really, really good big man or a couple of twin towers, then they definitely could make a deep run. But that physicality, they don't have anybody to match up against a big, skilled offensive player down low. Here's Johnson stepping through, and Dane powers it up and in. He has 10. Now, see, against a team that has good size, that would be one of those where he probably would get blocked on that shot. 23-19. And now I have a whistle and a double dribble called on St. Mary's, a turnover there, fourth. Now, for St. Mary's, you know, you look at their team, you've got Rizak inside. But after that, it's pretty much they have a very similar team as Silver Lake, and they got athletic guards and wings. Rizak's really the only true post on the floor tonight for either team. Here's Deiter, flips it over to Whitehead, takes the three-pointer from the near wing. St. Mary's turned up their defensive pressure and intensity. 23-19 Silver Lake, Jared Johnson, the Bergman. Backdoor cut to Deiter. Deiter pump fake, layup, missed it. And Hurlup high, climbs ladder for the rebound. Brady Hurley in open floor, looks to navigate. He slithers to the lane, puts it up, left it short, late whistle and a foul. Don Dane Johnson, his first. Team foul number three on the Eagles, 23-19 Silver Lake. He's led the entire way. These two teams will play again in 8 days at St. Mary's, which will have to be a 96-9 the Pulse. Then they could meet again come sub-state time. They're in the same sub-state, hosted by Hiawatha. Brady Hurlup makes the first free throw. He has 4 points. Folks, we got tremendous doubleheader for you coming up Tuesday right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Second free throw swished by Hurlup. We've got the number one team in the state in Class 5A, the Seaman girls, taking on the number five team in 5A, the Piper girls. Seaman beats Piper first game of the year by 69-67. That's the first game. Then the boys' game is number 2 in 5A, Piper, versus number 7, Seaman, who just knocked off number 8, Shawnee Heights, earlier this week, which we had on 96.9 The Pulse. So we have a doubleheader between Seaman and Piper from Seaman High School. 4 ranked teams going at it Tuesday, and you'll hear it right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Here's Bergman into the paint. Gives it up to Deiter. Roving baseline, nothing there. Errant pass, tracked down at the volleyball line by Mr. Bergman. Here's Dane Johnson, picked up by Gallegos. Now Jared Johnson goes up and swatted by McCann. What a block. Good help defense. Here's Gallegos all the way to the hoop. He puts it up and high off the window over Dane Johnson. Gallegos with 7. 23-23 tie in the pass far side of Rizak. He deflects in the Silver Lake student section. So Silver Lake was down 7, actually down 9 early in this quarter, and they erased that. They're on an 11-2 run. Here's Jared Johnson. Good help defense. Vader comes over, knocks it away, and a tie-up or a timeout. They call a foul. None of the above. Jared Johnson called for a loose ball foul. That's his first. 14 foul. So the next foul on the Eagles will put the Bears into a double bonus. Now, we saw Silver Lake and Rossville. Silver Lake dominated in the first half, had a big lead. Rossville dominated second half and came back and had a really big lead, and then it got close at the end. We saw St. Mary's lead pretty much the whole way against Rossville, as Hurla all the way to the lane as floater is a little bit strong off the back iron. Loose ball, offensive rebound, McCann foul on Silver Lake. And that's on Jared Johnson. That's his second. Right now, Silver Lake is not getting rebounds. St. Mary's getting multiple second and third chance opportunities. But the St. Mary's-Rossville game, St. Mary's led pretty much the whole night until late in the third. Then St. Mary's led again at times in the fourth, and Rossville came away with a one-point win. So there's been a lot of ebb and flow, some ups and downs, kind of roller coaster of emotions and spurts in these games between St. Mary's and Rossville, St. Mary's Silver Lake, and Silver Lake Rossville. All three of them are within about 10, 11 miles of each other right here on Highway 24. McCann hit the first free throw. Second free throw on the way is also good, and St. Mary's has their first lead of the night at 25-23. 13-2 blitz by the Bears. And it starts with their defense. Silver Lake not getting shots at close to the goal. Here's Dane Johnson, drives, cut off, double team, fires it to Whitehead. the question for Silver Lake, they have two main scorers, and they have a third that certainly is capable, and we've seen it. There's Joel Miller at top of the circle. You got Dane Johnson averaging 21, Dieter's averaging 12, and Jared Johnson's averaging 13. Well, those three are the three-headed monster for Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson posting. They have four Bears around him, kicks it into the corner to Dieter. A lot of contact. They let him play. Dieter skips it across the Whitehead. He fakes the three, slides into the lane, and foul is called as J.P. Whitehead hits the deck. It is on DeVader. That's his second. So Brady Hurl has two. DeVader has two. Silver Lake, two on Coffin, two on Jared Johnson. Here's the lob to Dane. He catches, dribbles to the right of the lane. Now step back, fadeaway, good. That's almost unguardable. 12 for Dane Johnson. But he's had to work for him, no doubt. 25-25 tie. There's 13-2 run. It took a two-point lead after being down 9, and now we're tied at 25 with 2:25 to go first half. DeVader can't get off the three. Good closeout by Miller. Flip it back, Brady Hurlett. Off-balance three. Missing from the wing, and Dane Johnson is able to be the Windex man and grab the rebound. Quickly ahead it goes to Bergman. Bergman just flat-out lost it. Bergman's got slow down, but he dives after, gets the ball maybe back. Jackson jumps on top of Miller, going after the ball. Let's see what they call. Jump ball, arrow to St. Mary's. Now, Bergman a couple times had the ball. He's just been a little out of control, or not necessarily out of, man, kind of out of control, but sped up. He just needs to slow down a little bit, and he'll be just fine. We're all knotted up, 25 apiece. Here's Whitehead guarding Brady Hurla. He's done a great job staying away from that third foul. I picked up two fouls the first 6 minutes. DeVader off the screen. Open three, top of the key, off to the right. And then Rezac trying to get the rebound. Knocks Dane Johnson to the ground, and Rezac called for the loose ball foul. Or did they just say it was out of bounds? Oh, they just say it's out of bounds. So Rezac avoids the second foul. Three team fouls on the Bears. And Silver Lake with five team fouls. The same area as the double bonus, the final 2 minutes of this first half. 25-25 tie. Whitehead lobs it top of the circle. It goes to Dane Johnson. He drives against Gallego. Spins, turns, fade away in the lane again. Soft touch, no. Good rebound by Bergman. He goes up strong and is fouled. A rare offensive rebound for Silver Lake in the second quarter. So Bergman with the rebound, and then under control that time, went up and drew the contact. Foul is on Cyprian Jackson. That's his first. Fourth team foul. Free throw by Bergman is up and does a 360 toilet bowl roll and out. Second free throw for the 6'1 junior. Averaging 2 points, two rebounds off the bench, and he misses the second. 0-for-2 from the stripe. We remain tied at 25. There's Brady Hurla being trapped for a moment. Now DeVader lost the dribble, gets it back, leans in. The floater, no. Rebound, Johnson had it, lost it, but right off the shoulder, DeVader, out of bounds baseline. And good news for Silver Lake, DeAndre Rosano is back in. And going out is Bergman. It's fun to watch the glue players. Everybody gets caught up in the guys that score all the points. I get all that. You know, to me, you know, Whitehead's a glue player. Rosano's a glue player for Silver Lake. For St. Mary's, Jackson's a glue player. Summers off the bench. Here's Miller. Goes up. Blocked from behind by Summers. Miller thought he had an easy two. Here's Brady Hurla back the other way. Leans in and is fouled hard by Rosano. First on DeAndre. That's a good foul. He went for the block. Brady Hurla has to earn it at the line. 62 seconds to play before intermission. Brady Hurla trying to unlock the tie. He has 5 points, a three-pointer, and now 3-for-3 at the line as he hits the first. Coach Kruger looks like he'll call a timeout if Hurla makes this free throw. At least it appears that's what he's talking to official about, that he wants a timeout here pretty soon. Silver Lake has all five of their timeouts. St. Mary's has burned one. Second free throw for the 6-foot senior point guard, first team all league last year. And he makes it. And no timeout is called here, so they'll play on. 27-25, St. Mary's. Whitehead backs it down the Utah dribble to Dane Johnson. Drives by Summers. Dane all the way to the hoop. And count it. Chance of a 3-point play. And a chance to take the lead. Foul on Howie Rezac. That is his second. 15 foul. And so Dane Johnson now has 14. And make it 15. Completes the three-point play. 28-27, Silver Lake. Here's Hurley into the paint. And we have a whistle before the shot. Fouling J.P. Whitehead. That's his second. Little body hip check, according to the official, with his body language. Hurley made it in the lane, but it was well after the foul was called. So both teams a double bonus. Final 45 seconds of the half. Free throw by Hurley. Does a 360, but this one stays down. Hunter Rooks, sophomore in for Silver Lake. Going out is J.P. Whitehead. So Whitehead, Kaufman, and Jared Johnson have two fouls apiece for Silver Lake. Brady Hurley, Ben DeVader, Howie Rezac, three starters, have two fouls for St. Mary's. Second free throw. Good, but Hurley's been able to stay away from that third. He picked up his second with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. 29-28. St. Mary's with the lead, and Silver Lake with the ball. Dane Johnson lobs it into the near corner of the Rooks. Now to Joel Miller. Zips it over to Dane Johnson beyond the arc. Right side. Down low Rosano. Into Miller in the corner. Open three. Bouncing off. Rebound. Great position. Dieter puts it up. Yes! He earns it. The foul on top of it all. He'll go line for a three-point opportunity. And Brady Hurley just picked up his third foul. So DeVader comes in and Hurley has to go out. That's a huge. We're just talking about Hurley's been able to stay away from that third. And he's going to stay out there because they're going to be on offense in a moment. So Dieter, chance for the three-point play. It's up and he left it short. 30-29, Silver Lake with the lead. 18 seconds to go in this first half. Brooks is guarding Hurley. Hurley catches it near midcourt. He goes to work, playing with the three fouls. Can't afford to pick up a charge here. Here's Gallegos, fakes the three. His floater off the window, too strong. The ball tipped out. It's loose, and Dieter comes away with it. Shoots over half court, counts it, it goes, and it's just wide left. It's the backboard. Well, we thought it would be a close, tight game, and we, once again, have not been disappointed with our high school basketball coverage on 96.9 The Bulls. Halftime, St. Mary's. Trailing Silver Lake, 30-29, our halftime show. Coming up in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
along with studio engineer Seth Thompson. Wade Gershner with you on this Thursday night. High school basketball games rescheduled from January the 7th when we had that big snowstorm that hit our listening area. Girls game earlier tonight went to Silver Lake 67-54. We're at halftime of the boys contest, and Silver Lake leads the Bears 30-29. Silver Lake led the entire first quarter at 1.17-9, led 19-12 at the end of one, led by 9, 21-12, and then St. Mary's won a 13-2 run to go up 25-23. We were tied at 25, and they exchanged lead changes until there before halftime when Brody Diner scored to give Silver Lake the lead by one at intermission. 15 points for Dane Johnson to lead the way for Silver Lake. 4 points for Brody Diner, 1 point for J.P. Whitehead, 5 points for Eamon Kaufman, and 5 points for Jared Johnson. Jared Johnson is only three in the first half for Silver Lake. Silver Lake just three turnovers unofficially, but just 5 of 11 from the line. St. Mary's, meanwhile, was a perfect 10 of 10 from the line. Hit three threes, one by Brady Hurla, one by Alex Gallegos, and one by Zach Summers. Leading the way, Brady Hurla with 9, 6 for 6 from the line. 8 points for Irie Zach, 7 points and a three for Gallegos, 3 points for Zach Summers, and 2 points for Killian McCann. And St. Mary's, only 5 turnovers in that first half of play. So both teams did a pretty good job protecting the basketball. Not a lot of fast break opportunities for either team. Both of them like to get up and down. And offensively, kind of been a grind for them at times. Silver Lake has been beaten on the offensive glass at times. That has hurt them. And then St. Mary's has had to deal with Dane Johnson, had a big first half with 15 points. St. Mary's and Silver Lake boys game. Eagles with the lead over the Bears 30-29. Back with more of a halftime show in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs. Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershner back with you here at Silver Lake High School. Silver Lake boys leading St. Mary's 30-29 at halftime. Earlier tonight, girls contest. St. Mary's has struggled in their previous two games leading up to this one tonight, but they gave Silver Lake all they could handle as the Bears led by one at the end of the first quarter, 18-17. And we had 12 lead changes in the first half. Silver Lake eventually pulled ahead by 7 at the break, 33-26. St. Mary's battled back, cut it to 3, 44-41 at the end of 3. But Silver Lake turned up the defensive intensity in that fourth quarter, went on a 19-6 run to start that fourth quarter and go on to win it by 13. Final score not indicative of how well St. Mary's fought and played tonight. 67-54 was the final. Silver Lake ranked 6th in 3A. They're now 14-2, 7-1 in the Big East League. And they win tonight. Kalen Haney with 22 to lead the way, 7-8 from the line, had a three-pointer. 18 points for Karis Deiter, the freshman. St. Mary's, meanwhile, falls to 8-8 overall, 5-4 in league play, led by Hayden Heim, the All-Stater, with 24 points, 9-10 from the line, and a three-pointer. And Isabel Hurlett, 5 threes and 19 points. St. Mary's will be at Hiawatha tomorrow night, and Silver Lake will be on the road tomorrow night at Royal Valley. And, of course, there's a big girls game. You know, we talk about the league race. Silver Lake girls are now 8-1, and then they've got Royal Valley tomorrow night, and that will be the end of their league season, even though they'll play two league schools, Rossville and St. Mary's, to wrap everything up next week before postseason play. The Silver Lake girls are 8-1, and they'd be favored against Royal Valley. If they could get the 9-1, they need Riley County to lose so they get a share of the title. And guess what? Riley County has to play Nemaha Central, and that'll be at Riley tomorrow night. So if you're a Silver Lake fan, you're cheering for Nemaha Central to win that. And then if that would be the case, Nemaha Central would end up 9-1. Riley County would be 9-1. And Silver Lake, they win tomorrow night at Royal Valley, they'd be 9-1. You have a three-way tie for the league title in the first year. I don't know if the Big East League is applying any kind of tiebreakers. Usually it's just a three-way championship. But I know for Seaman, the United Kansas Conference, they have all kinds of tiebreakers to decide who wins, even if there's, you know, a three-way tie. If it's a two-way tie, it goes head-to-head. But a three-way tie, they'll figure it all out. Even though you're a three-way tie, you're not deemed the conference champion. They figured out through tiebreaker scenarios. But you could have a three-way tie on top of the league standings if Nemaha Central wins tomorrow night on the road at Riley County and Silver Lake wins tomorrow night at Royal Valley. So that could be very interesting. And on the boys' side, if Silver Lake beats St. Mary's tonight, you would have St. Mary's, Nemaha Central, and Silver Lake all 7-2. Rossville is done at 7-3. And then St. Mary's will be on the road at Hiawatha tomorrow. If they win tomorrow, then they would finish 8-2. But if they win tonight, St. Mary's, and then win tomorrow, they'll be the outright league champions at 9-1. So, if you're a Nemaha Central fan, you're cheering for Silver Lake to win tonight, or you're cheering for Hiawatha to knock off St. Mary's tomorrow night. And, you know, that's not an easy game for St. Mary's. Hiawatha knocked off Nemaha Central here recently by a point. And that loss might prevent Nemaha Central from winning the league title, even though St. Mary's just beat Nemaha Central by 16 on Tuesday. That was the second league loss for the Buck Thunder. But certainly the Thunder were favored going into the Hiawatha game. So the league race in the Big East League is super tight all the way to the finish, both for the girls and the boys. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight, Silver Lake Animal Health Clinic and Center in Silver Lake, Illinois Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Doltmeyer Homes, Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, Gray's Auto Repair in Rossville in St. Mary's, Bob's Janitorial, Stock Grower State Bank, and we'll tell you the others here in just a moment. We start the second half. Silver Lake with the basketball, leading by one. Jared Johnson trapped in the corner. Silver Lake in the white uniforms, the maroon numerals and lettering and trim outlined in the gold, moving to my right from west to east, and tried to do a backdoor cut. Deiter threw it away, and then trying to save it on the baseline was Whitehead, and the loose ball foul then called on Silver Lake. And if that is on, they're going to call this on Brody Deiter. That's his first. Jared Johnson would have been his third. So Deiter with the personal foul. Brady Hurley playing with three fouls. He stayed away from that third until the final seconds of that first half. In the corner, Gallegos steps into the three. No, ball tipped out by Rezac, but coming away with it is Dane Johnson, and then a nickel and dime foul on the reach-in after Johnson had possessed the basketball on the rebound. And the foul is on Cyprian Jackson. That is his second. First team foul on the Bears. Also big thanks to Clements Welding and Morrill, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Integrity Insurance, and Nextech, sponsors of our basketball broadcast here tonight. Couldn't do it without them. Here is Deiter at the high post at the left elbow, turns and faces, and had it knocked away and almost stolen by Gallegos. 7:05 to go, third quarter. No one scored yet in the first 55 seconds of this frame. Silver Lake 30, St. Mary's 29. Inbounds to Jared Johnson. Gives it up to Kaufman. Rezac went for the steal, came up empty, and Kaufman made the pay, drives, and the floater from six is good. Kaufman with seven, averages eight a game, 32-29. Silver Lake. Back to my left. Hurla plays it out between the rings. It goes to Rezac in the corner. Jackson wide open. Three! He buries it! Cyprian Jackson with his first points of the game. He is wide open, and we're tied at 32. Fourth made three for the Bears. Dieter looking inside. Out front it goes to Kaufman. Kaufman, a senior, gives it up to Dane Johnson. Oh, and Rizak. Kaufman went to set a screen, and Rizak leveled it. Here is DeVader after the turnover, and he swishes a three. Ben DeVader with a three-pointer. Timeout, Silver Lake, 35-32. St. Mary's in front. Shannon Krueger asking about the contact where Kaufman was laid out on the other end of the floor. He's pleading to the official. Timeout on the floor. Silver Lake trailing now by three, back at 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back after the timeout by Silver Lake. Both teams have four remaining. 35-32, St. Mary's the lead on the three-pointer by DeVader, his first points of the game. He averages 14. Here's Johnson posting up. They show a double. Now they leave him. Dane turns, leans into Hurla. Banker doesn't go. Hurla did a good job just back it away so he didn't pick up a fourth foul. Smart by Silver Lake to go right at Hurla. But Dane can't finish. Here is DeVader to Jackson. Fakes the three, drives, leans in, and scores. Cyprian Jackson being assertive on offense to start this second half. And it's 37-32. And now Jared Johnson's finger roll does not fall. Kaufman the rebound. Stick back off the glass doesn't go either. And loose ball comes out to Brady Herland. Here come the Bears. Quickly ahead, Gallegos. Wide open three. Corner bouncing off, but he traveled before the shot. St. Mary's, the biggest lead of the night by five, 37-32. If the Bears win tonight, win tomorrow night, they are your Big East League champion. Once again, teams that play each other twice in this league, the first matchup is the league matchup, and this is the first of two matchups in 8 days between St. Mary's and Silver Lake. That matchup next Friday could be important, too, for sub-state seeding, but it won't count towards league. Here's Whitehead. They reverse it to the far wing. It goes to Dane Johnson. Into the paint. Stops and pops from 13. It bounces in. Hit the bridge. Went up high and came back through. Shooter's touch for Dane Johnson. He now has 17. 37-34, St. Mary's. Hurley gets a high screen from Rizak. Kaufman comes out to guard him on a switch. Hurley tries to drive by Kaufman. Steps through. Off-balance banker, no, but Rizak has the rebound and stick back. Rizak exerting his muscle down low. He has 10. Averages 7. 39-34, St. Mary's by 5 again. Dieter to Whitehead in the corner. He goes baseline. Passing the corner. Jarrett Johnson open and missed everything in air ball. Had a good look at it. Here's DeVader. Pass ahead. Knocked away by Whitehead. Tries to save it. Does, but right to Gallegos for St. Mary's to my left. Down the near wing is Brady Hurla. Out front, DeVader steps into the three. Bingo! Ben DeVader with six, his second three in the quarter, and St. Mary's leads by eight. Here's Dieter into the paint. His pass is tipped by Rizak, stolen by Hurla. And if Hurla had his eyes up, he had Gallegos wide open down the floor, but he had to protect the ball. Now Hurla drives, a little out of control, kicks out to DeVader. DeVader fakes the three, dribbles inside the arc, and now brings it back out between the circles. Underhands it to Hurla. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, St. Mary's by eight. Silver Lake led by nine in the first half. 17-point swing. DeVader. Brady Hurla off the screen. Wide open three. This one back iron. No. Good rebound by Dieter. Here come the Eagles. Quickly ahead to Whitehead. Far sideline. Into the corner goes Dane Johnson. Fakes the three. Goes all the way to the hoop on the baseline. He scores with the left. Are they going to count that? They are going to count it. And a blocking foul on St. Mary's. I don't know if that should have counted or not. That seems like a little NBA continuation. Ben DeVader just starting to feel it from the outside with a couple of threes. Just picked up his third personal foul. St. Mary's fans don't agree with that call. It very well could have been a foul. I'm not sure if Dane should have been given the bucket or not, but they did give it to him. He has 19. Averages 21 a game. And he's had a lot of, he's had two or three guys flashing at him all night long. Free throws up, and he knocks it down. 20 for Dane Johnson. Has 2 3-point plays as well. And it's 42-37 St. Mary's at 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Brady Hurlett steps in, flips it up to floater halfway down and out, back in again as he was able to get Rooks into the paint off the dribble. Hurlett has 11. Here's Rooks, a sophomore, down the boulevard, kicks it out. Joel Miller wide open, three, book it! Bullseye for Joel Miller from the far side. He's been shooting the rock well last week or two. That's a big three-pointer for the Eagles. 44-40. Back the other way. Hurla is able to muscle it up and in on the drive to the hoop. Hurla has 13. Back the other way, Joel Miller for the trailer Hunter Rooks. Dane Johnson puts on the floor, drives, and he's fouled out front. Due to the call it on, it's on Dylan McCann, his first third team foul, just one team foul in Silver Lake, three on the Bears. 2:46 to go, third quarter, 46-40 in favor of St. Mary's. Trying to get a road win here in the Big East League. Dane Johnson, aggressive move to the hoop, puts it up, no, but a foul. And right now, the Bears cannot stay in front of Dane Johnson. Fouls on Cyprian Jackson, he has three. So Brady Hurlett, Cyprian Jackson, Ben DeVader, all three personal fouls. Silver Lake, nobody has three yet. Dane Johnson, free throw, rattles in there. Dane, as a sophomore last year, averaged 16.6 rebounds. As a freshman, averaged 6.3 boards. And he's a kid, when anybody that plays a lot as a freshman or plays some, when they're a senior, you're like, how many years old really did that kid get? It'll just be four. Dane makes both free throws. Here's Brady Hurlett over to Vader. Dangerous pass tip by Rosano, who just checked into the ball game. Now Hurlett puts on the floor. Oh, what a dish. The Rezac stuffed up high by Dane Johnson, but they called Dane for the foul. That is his second. Dane Johnson, I've got him down with 22 points tonight. 22 is team's 42. 14 fouls on the Bears. Or check that on the Bears. That's right. 2 fouls on Silver Lake is a free throw off the mark by Rezac. Bears leading by 4, looking to add to it at the foul line. 6'4 senior Howie Rezac. In and out on the second. Excellent box out by Rosano, and Dane Johnson comes away with the rebound. And now this pass is deflected into the third row far side by Brady Hurlett. Just tuning in, Silver Lake led 21-12 early in the second quarter. The Bears went up by 7 here in the third. Actually 8 at 42-34. But it's down to 4 at the moment, 46-42. Here's Dane Johnson, picked up by McCann. Dane slid. Kicks it in the corner. Joel Miller rattles home another three. Joel Miller with 6 as he continues to step up off the bench. And St. Mary's 8-point lead has been trimmed to 1. Brady Hurley into the paint. Underhands it to Summers. Summers to DeVader. Took his eye off the ball, but picks it back up far side in front of the official. Gets by, steps through. Banker left a little short. Dane Johnson the rebound against DeVader. 1-point game. Silver Lake can take the lead. Dieter catches in the paint. Had it knocked away. Goes right to Joel Miller. Out front, Dane Johnson. Dane, little crossover. Goes right by McCann and leaves him in his wake and lays it up with the left as McCann slipped on the super hard crossover to his left hand by Dane Johnson. And Silver Lake is back in front. Here's Hurla. Fadeaway bounces in. Hurla with 15. 48-47. St. Mary's, the exchange leads. Now Dieter to Miller, open, far corner, another three. This one's short. Rezac a strong rebound. Out with the Hurley, tries to save it, cannot. Comes in the first throw on our near side. Turnover there on the outlet pass by Rezac. Hurley with 15, 10 for Rezac to lead St. Mary's. Dane Johnson, 24, to lead Silver Lake. 24 of his team's 47. Now Gallegos will take his turn trying to guard Dane Johnson. Behind the back dribble, step back, fade away, short from 16. Just past the foul line. That was a tough shot. Nearly knocked it down. Here come the Bears. Summers finds a crease, leans in, and we got a blocking foul on Rosano. His second. Third team foul on the Eagles. Dane Johnson will get a quick breather. Brady Bergman checking in for Coach Kruger's crew. Inbounds, wide open in the corner. Nobody guards Summers, and he makes him pay. He rips the cords for three, nothing but nylon. His second three of the game. Sixth of the contest for St. Mary's, 51-47. Now where are you going to get offense with Dane Johnson on the bench right now? Guider's been bottled up. Here is Grady Bergman. Might have got away with a walk, and then a foul called on Rezac. Coach Bradling saying, back off there to Howie Rezac. That's his third. So free throws now for Grady Bergman. St. Mary's actually made seven threes, three in this third quarter, two by DeVader and then one by Summers. Is a free throw off the mark by Bergman, who's 0-for-3 from the line this evening. Several Lake Forest starters back from last year's team went 14-8, lost the sub-state semifinals to Beloit. St. Mary's lost just one senior from last year's team that went 13-8. They had won three consecutive Mid-East League titles, but last year Rock Creek and Rossville tied for the league title. St. Mary's finished 5-5 in the league after a 9-1 start. They limped to the finish 4-7, lost in the first round of substate to Silver Lake at Riley County. Bergman misses both free throws. Bears have the ball. They'll hold for the final shot of the third quarter. They have it in the front court to my left, and Silver Lake has a foul to give. And that's Camden Kruger giving up the foul. His first. Team foul number 4. Good use of the foul to give. 10 seconds to play here in the third. St. Mary's by 4. Hurla has at the volleyball line. Goes to work. Behind the back dribble. Steps through 2. Kicks into the corner. Gallegos. High arcing 3 is short. The follow at the buzzer is good by Summers. As he was not checked out. Another offensive rebound for the Bears. Summers with 8 off the bench. He averages 7. And it's 53-47 Bears at the end of 3. Back of the fourth quarter in 1 minute. High school basketball right here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershon back with you here at Silver Lake as we get ready for the fourth quarter. 53-47 in favor of St. Mary's as the Bears score 24 points in that third quarter. Zach Summers, 5 of his 8, including a 3 in that quarter. Ben DeVader hit a couple of threes. And Silver Lake, St. Mary's hit 7 threes on the night. Brady Hurley leading the way at 15 points. Rezac with 10, 8 now for Summers. Dane Johnson with 24 to lead all scorers. Nobody else in double figures for the Eagles. But Summers with a big offensive rebound and stick back to close out that third quarter. So we start the fourth quarter. St. Mary's, once again, if they win tonight, win tomorrow night at Hiawatha, they are your outright league champions for the first year ever in the Big East Leagues. You know, before the season, I think a lot of people thought St. Mary's and Nemaul Central be at the top, and that's who's at the top right now. Here's a three-pointer by Summers bouncing off. Ball saved by Jackson to Brady Hurla. Hurla spins baseline. Reverse layup. Couldn't get it to go. It was a great move. Somehow spun out of two defenders who were trying to trap a baseline. Here's Dane Johnson after he got that short breather. He's the focal point. Guider's been quiet tonight offensively. Jared Johnson's hit a 3 and a couple of free throws. Then the Dane Johnson show, and that's keeping him in it. Here's Jared Johnson. We saw in the girls' game earlier tonight, Silver Lake's balance won out over two stars for St. Mary's. Spin, drop step, layup by Dane Johnson. Good. Got the whole repertoire working. He has 26. And St. Mary's has no answers for Dane Johnson. And they've played multiple people on a man-to-man. 53-49. Hesitation and a high little scoop. Finger roll up off the window by Hurla. What a beautiful play. Hurla has 17. And it's 55-49. Bears by 6, under 7 minutes to play fourth quarter. These two teams will play again in 8 days at St. Mary's, but that'll be a non-league game. Here's Jared Johnson. Silver Lake wants any chance for the league title or to share it. They got to win tonight. The Eagles on their home floor trying to protect the home turf. Here's a three by Whitehead on the kickout, and he buries it. Right between the eyes, J.P. Whitehead with his first three of the night. He has four. Here's a three right back the other way by DeVader is short, and all white jerseys for the rebound. That was a quick shot for the Bears, 55-52. Johnson goes baseline and is stripped by Hurla. Nice play by Brady Hurla. Back the other way, Gallegos has it. Doesn't take the three, backs it out to DeVader. Good choice there by Gallegos, who's getting all kinds of D2 offers to play golf. He's an outstanding golfer. Got Rizak, who's going to play football at Hutch in the Shrine Bowl. Brady Hurley's going to play basketball. I've been told perhaps at Manhattan Christian College or maybe even Kansas Wesleyan. He's looking at some other schools, too. Speaking of the devil, he drives into the paint, goes up strong, and had it partially blocked, and then out of bounds, last touch, they say, by Brady Hurley. Will Spradling, I don't think it's contesting that there should be a foul. I think he's saying wasn't that off of Silver Lake. The one possession game, 55-52, 5:47 to go fourth quarter. St. Mary's with the lead. Silver Lake led by as many as 9 in the first half. St. Mary's led by as many as 8 in the second. Kaufman picked up there by Jackson. Both teams playing man-to-man defense. We've seen it all night long. Kaufman flips it between the rings. It goes to Jared Johnson. He's had a quiet night so far. Down low, posting up Dane Johnson. Here comes a double team. Dane spins through the double, and he traveled. Flipped the double. He thought he was bumped. Doesn't like the call, but turnover. Called on Silver Lake. Just their fifth of the night. Reset the lineup for you. It's Dider, Kaufman, Whitehead, Dane Johnson, Jared Johnson. Silver Lake with no true center on the team. Really haven't had that all year, or even last year for the most part. And then you've got Rizak and Hurla, Jackson, Gallegos, and DeVader. They spread it out. Hurla into the paint, brings it back to DeVader. DeVader on the block to Rizak. The ball's stripped. It's loose, and Kaufman comes away with it on the deck and gets it to Dane Johnson. Turnover Bears. Here's Dider, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Yep. Dider jumped to make the pass, and DeVader took the punishment. Great play by Ben DeVader. Wonderful play. You won't see that in the box score. Ends up being a turnover on the charge. Outstanding play. Little things win close games. That's one of them right there. 55-52. Hurlin. Rizak, swing it left to Jackson. Quick move, goes baseline. Left out, finger roll short. Rizak fights for it, as does Dane Johnson, who has it on the deck. He turns and will bring it up the floor on the dribble. 4:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. 55-52, St. Mary's with the lead. Silver Lake with possession. Jared Johnson swings it to Dane Johnson. He has it in the corner. Picked up by Jackson. Nothing doing. Dane goes baseline, leans in and scores. Dane has 28, 55-54. His career high, I believe, is 37 that we witnessed against Rossville back in December. And Rossville will come to Silver Lake next Tuesday. Hurla, three on the way, short. Rizak the rebound, spins, leans in, blocked by Dider. And then Dane Johnson poked away, gets it back, and then a foul called on the Bears. It's on Rizak. That's his fourth. So Rizak has four. DeVader, Hurla, and Jackson have three. Silver Lake, nobody has three yet. Team fouls even at one apiece here in the fourth quarter. 55-54. Silver Lake down by one. DeVader harassing Whitehead on the dribble. Ahead to Jared Johnson, far side on the wing. Dane Johnson post up. He turns, leans in, passes to Rosano. He leans back and is fouled by Rizak, and that's it for Howie Rizak. That's a tough break because he just was standing there, and Rosano actually turned and kind of leaned in to take the shot. Could have been a non-call. It wasn't an offensive foul, but it could have been a non-call, but there was contact. Rizak, I thought, was just kind of holding his ground. So a tough call there for Rizak. He ends the night with 10 points. So that takes away the big man presence down low for St. Mary's. That evens things up a little bit size-wise. Rosano to the line. Free throw is up and spins out. Rosano yet to score tonight. 6'2 senior shaken up. Had to leave the game in the first half for a little bit. Dane Johnson's going to get a quick breather. This will be his final break I can pretty much assure you, other than when there's timeouts. Joel Miller's in there. Grady Bergman, Rosano at the line. Hunter Rooks and Jared Johnson. So Dieter is on the bench along with Dane Johnson as Rosano hits the free throw. That's interesting. Your top two scorers, or two of your top three scorers, are on the bench with 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. And now a timeout called by St. Mary's, a full timeout. We're tied up. Even Steven, 55 apiece, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Steamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Steamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's scored 24 points in the third quarter. They've scored just 2 points in the first 4 minutes and 20 seconds of the fourth. And Silver Lake goes to a 2-3 zone with Dieter and Johnson on the bench, but they're going to check in next dead ball. So a zone look. Here's Brady Hurla over to DeVader. Jared Johnson and Hunter Rooks at the top. Bergman, Rosano, and Miller on the baseline. Somebody gets a stop, I would imagine Coach Kruger called a timeout so he can get Dieter and Dane Johnson in. Here's Summers, back to Hurla. Deep three, up and short. Ball tipped out, it's loose, and it comes back out to Gallegos to DeVader. Gallegos has it, into the paint, kicks it to Summers. Summers hit a three in the first half, actually third quarter. He drives baseline, lobs it out to DeVader, and Coach Bradley says, let's go ahead and reset. Under 3 minutes to go, we're tied at 55. Battle between rivals. Here is Hurla. DeVader, three for the lead, bouncing off. Weak side rebound, Rosano for Silver Lake. He needs some help, and I think the Eagles want to call a timeout, and they get it. That's what I predicted, so you can get two of your best scorers, including your guy that scored 28 for you tonight. Timeout on the floor called by Silver Lake. We'll take runs well. 55-55 tie back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, MJ has been my studio engineer for football season and pretty much all basketball season, and we've joked about how she's been Lucky Charm, her and I together, with close games. And MJ, hoping you feel better here soon. Seth's pinch-hitting for her here tonight, and Seth has not jinxed it. 55-55 tie. Dane Johnson spins, turns. Floater is good. What a shot by Dane Johnson on the turnaround. He has 30. 57-55 Silver Lake, 2:12 to play here in the fourth. Here's DeVader, penetrates, flips it up, and scores in the lane. Ben DeVader with eight all in the second half, and we're tied at 57. 2 minutes to go. No shot clock. So technically, Silver Lake could hold for the final shot with 2 minutes to go. I don't anticipate that, though. Here's Rizzano, man-to-man defense by the Bears. Here's Dieter, who's been held to just 4 points. The average is 12. Johnson, Jared Johnson, scored 5. He averages 13. But Dane Johnson's carrying the load for him with 30 tonight, averaging 21 coming in. Here's Dieter, turns the corner to the hoop, puts up the shot. Nope, foul on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds. Silver Lake. It is on DeVader. That's his fourth. Rizak fouled out with 10 points tonight. DeVader now has 4 fouls. 57-57 time, minute 34 to go. They lob it into Dane Johnson, guarded by Brady Hurley. Dane spins against Cyprian Jackson. Spins, drop steps again, and is fouled by Jackson. And Silver Lake is, St. Mary's just says, no answer but Johnson. And honestly, their defense hasn't been that bad. It's just that Dane Johnson is so crafty. He has so many great moves. His drop steps, he's able to slither through defenders. It just seems like nobody can really wall him up, as they say, defensively. Fouls on Jackson. That's his fourth, and the free throw is no good. Too strong put up there by Johnson. His first miss at the line tonight. Hey, he's human. He's got to be a little bit gassed, too, although he got a breather recently. Second free throw is up. In and out and back in again. He gets 1 out of 2. He has 31, and it's 58-57 Silver Lake with a minute 25 to play. Here's Brady Hurley into the paint. Turns, kicks it out to DeVader. DeVader. And we have a hand check called on Silver Lake. That is just their second team foul. It's on Jared Johnson. That's his third. Minute 17 to play. 58-57. Silver Lake by one. Joel Miller in the game defensively. And we have a timeout called by St. Mary's. We'll take one as well. Minute 17 to play. Silver Lake leading by one back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'58-57, Silver Lake with a 1-point lead. St. Mary's with the basketball. St. Mary's has 2 timeouts left. Silver Lake has 3 remaining. Summers to inbound it on the baseline to my left. Gets it into DeVader. Fakes the 3, steps in off the dribble. Shoots the 3, in and out. Summers the rebound. The stick back. That doesn't go. Ball tipped. It's loose. Dane Johnson trying to save it. Does. Off the knee of Al Gallegos. Dane was falling out of bounds. Had the presence of mind to rifle it off of Gallegos' knee and out of bounds. And so Silver Lake will have to go the length of the floor. Minute 8 to go. They lead by 1. They get in trouble. They have timeouts. Full court pressure by the Bears. Dane Johnson fouled there by DeVader. And DeVader has been Dairy Queened, as Clark Kellogg would say. That's his 5th foul, which means he's disqualified. And how about DeVader? 8 points all in the second half. 2 huge threes in the third quarter. That is the 5th team foul now on St. Mary's. So Silver Lake will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Free throw by Dane Johnson. Good. Dane with 32. At 37 against Rossville back in mid-December. Make it 33. He has been amazing tonight, and he's had to earn every point, too. It's not like he's been left wide open, and there's all kinds of defensive breakdowns. There hasn't been. Here's Brady Hurla, under a minute to go. Rizzano guards him. Brady Hurla, crossover, into the paint, all the way to the hoop. The wild scoop goes down, and a foul, Brady Hurla. With tremendous balance, he took Rizzano off the dribble. We saw Dane Johnson do that to a St. Mary's Bear defender in the first half. Hurley returns the favor and now has a chance to tie the ball game. The reach-in foul was called on Joel Miller. Hurley with 19 and makes the free throw. He's a perfect 7 of 7 from the line, and we are tied at 60. 50 seconds to go. Dane Johnson picked up by Gallegos. And they just play a 1-4 set here. They spread it out. Well, they could hold for the final shot. Here's Dieter. 60-60 tie. Dieter Gets in trouble. You got to call a timeout. Coach Kruger's next to the official, ready to call it if he needs to. Payne Johnson now has it near midcourt. 25 seconds to play. Silver Lake with the ball. Moving to my right. Gallegos has the assignment of guarding Dane Johnson. And now a timeout called by Silver Lake. We'll keep it here. 17.3 to play. St. Mary's 60. Silver Lake 60. St. Mary's trailed by 7 at the end of 1. Trailed by 9 early in the second quarter, 21-12. That was Silver Lake's biggest lead of the night. Then St. Mary's was up 8, 42-34 in the third. Silver Lake came all the way back and eventually took a three-point lead at 60-57. But then the three-point play by Brady Hurla with 52 seconds to play tied it. And now Silver Lake has a chance to hold for the final shot and win it. And if they don't win it, then we will go to overtime. At least that's the scenario. Coach Kruger's probably telling his team, listen, we're either going to win it here or we're going to overtime. We're in a no-lose situation. You're St. Mary's. You don't want to foul and put Silver Lake to the line. You want to keep everything out of the paint. You know Dane Johnson's going to get the ball, unless you can somehow deny him the ball. You want anybody but number two to beat you. Somebody else beats you, so be it. But you don't want number two to beat you. Brady Hurla's guarding Dane Johnson. Battle of the twos. Dieter lobs in the backcourt to Dane Johnson. He checks the clock. Has in the backcourt. Cross the timeline to my right. 12 seconds. One-on-one against Brady Hurla. They just spread it out and let Dane Johnson go to work. He drives against Hurla. Help defense by Summers. A banker good by Dane Johnson with 5 seconds to go. And St. Mary's calls a timeout. Dane Johnson delivers yet again. Just like a FedEx driver or a UPS driver or whoever else drives vehicles and delivers, Mr. Dane Johnson delivered again. He has 35 points. They just cleared it out one-on-one against Brady Hurla. It was a 1-4 set. St. Mary's did the right thing. They brought two health defenders over, and Johnson recognized it, just kind of glided to his right a little bit, calmly elevated and banked it in off the window. He has 35 points. I saw Tuesday Jared Sanchez of Shawnee Heights in a losing effort score 39. Tonight, Dane Johnson, 35. 62-60. As Johnson was able to hit that shot, they put 4.7 on the clock. So he hit it with about 5 seconds remaining. And now St. Mary's, they have one timeout remaining. Silver Lake has two. So keep that in mind as well here. St. Mary's can't get the ball in. They got to go the full length of the floor. You don't get the old advance to half court or into the front court after a timeout like in the NBA and in women's basketball in college. So they have to go length of the floor. They definitely got a guy in Brady Hurla that can dribble up in 4.7 and get off a good shot. And they've got shooters, although DeVader fouled out. Gallegos can shoot the three. Jackson's hit a three. McCann's out there, and Summers has hit a three. He's going to throw it in. Dane Johnson's guarding Brady Hurla. Rosano in their defensive line with Jared Johnson, Joel Miller, and Brody Dieter. Running the baseline is Summers from right to left. He needs to get it in. If he can't get it in, he's got to call timeout. Pass is deflected by Rosano out of bounds. And there's 4.2 on the clock. You would think there'd be more than half a second that went off that clock, which is tough for the clock operator because the pass was deflected. You're not anticipating that pass to get deflected. You're anticipating it to be caught, and then you start the clock. So they're going to adjust the clock slightly, and St. Mary's head coach Will Spradling says, I'll go ahead and take a timeout, which is his final timeout, and we will keep it here. We don't want to miss anything. Big thanks to Seth back at the studios. Pinch hitting tonight. We're trying to keep him awake and entertained, and hopefully we have tonight. This has been a terrific boys game. The girls game was very competitive as well. Silver Lake girls won 67-54, but it was a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter. But this boys game, St. Mary's ranked 9th in 3A. They're 13-2, 7-1 in the league. Silver Lake's 11-4, 6-2 in the league. If Silver Lake wants any chance of a league title, they got to win tonight. St. Mary's wins tonight, wins tomorrow night at Hiawatha. They are your league champs outright. But if Silver Lake would win tonight and tomorrow night, then Silver Lake be 8-2, and they would be assured no worse than a share of the league title. Meanwhile, Central sitting there at 7-2. So, St. Mary's, what do you draw up here if you're Will Spradling? You shoot the three and try to win it on the road. A lot of times they say you go for the win on the road. At home, you go for the tie. I say you go for the best possible shot regardless of the situation. So it is Summers, along with Gallegos, Jackson, and McCann, Rezac and DeVader fouled out. Brady Hurl is in there, of course. Jared Johnson, Dieter, Joel Miller, Dane Johnson. It's Rosano to guard the inbounder, which is Summers, far sideline in the backcourt. Moving to my left, 3.7 on the clock. Silver Lake 62, St. Mary's 60. The pass knocked away and stolen by Dieter. Dieter goes all the way, lays it up and in. The clock out the game. And Silver Lake wins 64-60. What a game. Brody Dieter, only 4 points tonight, but he comes up with the biggest defensive play of the evening as he steals it. The pass intended there at half court. He jumped the pass, knocked it away, and laid it in to beat the horn to make the final score 64-60. What a ball game here tonight. And 35 of Silver Lake's 64 points scored by Dane Johnson. St. Mary's had a more balanced attack. But at the end of the day, Silver Lake Eagles improved to 7-2 in the league, 12-4 overall. St. Mary's falls to 13-3, 7-2. So now you have a three-way tie atop the league standings with St. Mary's, Nemaha Central, and Silver Lake. And Roseville, done, they're 7-3. So highly unlikely that St. Mary's, Nemaha Central, and Silver Lake would all lose their final league game. But you've got the real possibility that you could have a three-way tie at the end of all this for a league title on the boys' side with this win by Silver Lake over St. Mary's. What a fun game this was to cover. Hope you enjoyed it on the radio. We're going to take a 2.5-minute break. We'll come back. We'll give you all the individual totals and recap this one if you're tuning in late. Silver Lake boys win in a barn burner over St. Mary's 64-60 back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Roseville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Roseville.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wow, what a night here at the Nest at Silver Lake High School. Silver Lake girls and boys get a sweep over St. Mary's, and you know, both Silver Lake teams really had the fight and battle to win here tonight. Girls game goes to Silver Lake 67-54. That game closer than the final score would indicate. And the boys game was a classic, and Silver Lake boys come away with the victory 64-60. Chile jumped out to a 17-9 lead, led 19-12 at the end of one, led by as many as 9 early in the second quarter, 21-12. And then we had multiple lead changes there in the second quarter. Eventually, Brody Dyer scored shortly before the end of the first half to give Silver Lake a one-point lead at intermission, 30-29. And St. Mary's got going offensively in the third quarter. Ben DeVader, who did not score in the first half, had 2 3-pointers in that third quarter. Zach Summers with a big 3-pointer. And St. Mary's scored 24 points in the third, and they led 53-47 going into the fourth. It was kind of a seesaw battle there in the third because St. Mary's was down 1, then up 8, and then Silver Lake was up 1, and then St. Mary's went on a 7-0 run to close out that third quarter, led by 6 going into the fourth. And in the fourth quarter, St. Mary's was up by 6 at 55-49. Silver Lake came all the way back to tie it at 55. We were tied at 57. And then a free throw by Rosano, I believe it was, at 1 out of 2, made it 58-57. Then Dane Johnson made a couple free throws, 60-57. Then Brady Hurlow with an amazing drive to the hoop and the scoop and the harm, 3-point play, tied the game with 52 seconds to go at 60 apiece. But then Coach Kruger knew who to put the ball in the hands of, and that is Mr. Dane Johnson, number 2. And he didn't disappoint. Got it into him. They milked the clock down. They called a timeout with 17 seconds to go. They spread the floor. St. Mary's, I think, was ready for that. Dane drove on the defender, got by the defender, who knew that he had help. 2 St. Mary's Barrett players rotated over. So, in essence, Dane was almost being guarded by 2 or even 3 players, maybe 1 from behind after he beat him off the dribble. And Dane just elevated, glided to his right, smoothly banked it off the window with 5 seconds to go to give Silver Lake the lead at 62-60. But St. Mary's still had a couple of timeouts. Will Spradling trying to draw something up. On the ensuing full court inbounds, it was deflected out of bounds far side, so they took a second off the clock. So it went for 4.7, 3.7. Coach Spradling calling another timeout. There's still time to catch the ball, take a couple of dribbles, even make a pass or two and shoot a 3 to win it or get a 2 to tie it and force overtime. But St. Mary's could not get off a shot as the inbounds pass from the far sideline in the backcourt was deflected and stolen in half court by Brody Dyer, who went all the way to my right for the layup to beat the buzzer and seal the deal and put the final nail in the coffin. And Silver Lake wins the boys' contest 64-60. Let's go through the totals here tonight. Brady Hurla, let's start with St. Mary's. He had 20, 11 in the second half, perfect 7-7 from the line, hit a 3-pointer. Ty Rizak had 10 points. He fouled out. Ben DeVader had 8 points all in the second half, 2 threes. He fouled out. And that was big. DeVader and Rizak both being out of the game there in the final minute. Zach Summers with 8 points, good minutes off the bench, including a couple of 3-pointers. 7 points for Alex Gallegos. He had a 3. Cyprian Jackson, 5 points and a 3. And 2 points for Killian McCann. St. Mary's 11-13 from the line, hit 7 3-pointers, 1 by Hurla, 1 by Jackson, 1 by Gallegos, 2 by Summers, and 2 by DeVader. Unofficially, they had 9 turnovers, but 1 there at the very end in the final seconds when they're trying to tie or perhaps win the game at the buzzer. St. Mary's with the loss is now 13-3 overall. They are 7-2 in the Big East League, and so now they were in the driver's seat, controlled their destiny to win outright league title. Now they need to win tomorrow. And then if Silver Lake would lose to Royal Valley and Nemo Central lose their last game, then St. Mary's would be outright champs. But they don't control everything as they did going into this game. But still, St. Mary's, if they do win tomorrow night, they would be tied at the end of the regular season league standings because you play 10 league games, even though you have some other games against league foes next week. The first of your 2 matchups against teams in this league are league games. The second are non-league games. The St. Mary's try to bounce back tomorrow night at Hiawatha. And St. Mary's people are probably like, okay, Wade, you're just a jinx. Last game I did, St. Mary's and Rossville won by 1. And now this one here tonight, Silver Lake wins by 4. I'll just say I'm good for close, tight games. How's that? If you want the price of admission. The Silver Lake boys now are 12-4. They're 7-2 in the Big East League. They'll be at Royal Valley tomorrow night. And they win that, they would be 8-2, and they would assure themselves a share of the league title. Like I said, I don't believe there's a tiebreaker scenario to reward the title in a 3-way tie. There's a few leagues that have done that, but assuming there isn't, then that would be the case. And how do you not start this game starting your summary of the Silver Lake Eagles offensively without mentioning Dane Johnson? Dane is a junior, so everybody in the Big East League and 3A are like, thanks a lot for that. He's got another year. But Dane tonight just put the team on his back offensively. There's no other way to explain it. Much like Jarrett Sanchez did Tuesday for Shawnee Heights against Demon. The difference is Dane came in a winning effort, and Sanchez, unfortunately for him, his team lost to Seaman on Tuesday. But Dane Johnson, 35 points. He saw numerous defenders guarding him. He was double-teamed multiple times. There was times he had two guys on him, and he still was able to beat him on the drive or split two defenders or use a drop step or a power dribble or get around him on the baseline and score or get fouled. Dane tonight with 35 points, his career high, I believe, is 37 that we covered against Rossville on December 17th. 15 in the first half, 20 in the second half, 7 of 8 from the line. He was absolutely sensational, and he came up with every big bucket that they needed. DeAndre Rosano had 1 point, but it was a big free throw. Brody Dider with 6 points, including the biggest defensive play of the steal and the layup at the end of the game to seal it. Don't overlook J.P. Whitehead. He hit a huge three-pointer. Johnson was doubled. He made the right pass, trusted his teammate in Whitehead, who doesn't shoot a lot of threes or shoot the ball a lot at all, had the guts to step up and drill the three. And that was a huge shot by Whitehead there in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 4 points. Joel Miller had 2 big threes in the third quarter. He finishes with 6. Eamon Kaufman had 7 points, and Jared Johnson with a three-pointer and 2 free throws ended with 5. Turnovers tonight, pretty clean. Unofficially, I had St. Mary's with 9 and Silver Lake with 6. And then we talked about the free throw shooting. St. Mary's 11-13. Silver Lake was 12 of 22. So they overcome not a good night at the line. And Silver Lake made 4 threes. St. Mary's made 7. Silver Lake's threes coming from Jared Johnson, 1 3, Joel Miller with 2 threes, and J.P. White had the big three I just referred to. And the Silver Lake boys win it tonight by a final of 64-60. Wow, I'm looking forward to 8 days from now over at St. Mary's for a rematch of both games, but especially the boys' contest. Holy shnikes, if it's anything like tonight, sign me up. Earlier tonight, girls' contest, it goes to Silver Lake, the sixth-ranked team in 3A. They were in a dogfight. St. Mary's was up 18-17 at the end of one. We had 12 lead changes first half. Silver Lake started to pull away. They're up 7 at halftime, 33-26. St. Mary's came back. Maisie Kent hit a 3 to close out the third quarter. That brought the Bears to within 3, 44-41. But Silver Lake, you just tell, they just turned it up a notch defensively, tightened the screws on defense, and they were able to get the three-pointer get the fourth quarter run 19-6 and go up by 16, go on the win by 13. 67-54 was the final for Silver Lake. Caitlin Haney led the way with 22 points and 7-8 from the line. Karis Dider, the freshman, 18. Silver Lake girls 14-2, 8-1 in the Big East League. And now they need Nemaw Central to beat Riley County tomorrow night, I believe that is. And Silver Lake take care of business tomorrow at Royal Valley. And then you would have a situation where Silver Lake and Nemaw Central and Riley County would all finish in a three-way tie for the league title. We could have a three-way tie for both the girls and boys for the Big East League titles in the first year of this newly formed league, and we thought it would be tough and competitive, and that's exactly what it is. St. Mary's girls now 8-8 overall, 5-4 in the league. They're led by Hayden Heim, the All-State center. She had 24 and 19 points and 5 threes from Isabel Hurler. So once again, St. Mary's girls and boys at Hiawatha tomorrow night. Silver Lake girls and boys will be at Royal Valley tomorrow night. We'll have St. Mary's hosting Silver Lake next Friday on 96.9 The Pulse. Hey, by the way, and it's obviously not kind of your ideal situation, but it's still a pretty cool thing. Brady Hurla went over 1,000 points in his career despite a loss tonight. Certainly you want to get the milestones and wins. Makes it even sweeter. And also, by the way, Kyle Porter, head coach of the Silver Lake Eagles, he got his 100th win as girls head coach at Silver Lake, so that's pretty cool. But Brady Hurla went over 1,000 points in his career, and that is no small feat. So even though St. Mary's loses tonight, they still have a great year. They're 13-3. Big things ahead of them. Hurla with 20 tonight, goes over 1,000 in his career, so they've got a poster made up for him, and the team took pictures with family over here as well after the game. So I know it's a little bit bittersweet for Brady Hurla, but his team did everything they could to try to win tonight. Silver Lake just slightly better, but there'll be a rematch in 8 days, and there could be the trilogy. They could play against each other at Substate, which is what happened last year, and of course that's the one that's ultimately the most important, so you can keep your season alive. So milestones for each team. Silver Lake's Kyle Porter was 100th win as girls head coach. and Brady Hurl over 1,000 points in his career for St. Mary's. Congratulations to both on those milestones and accomplishments. Our next basketball actually comes to you on Tuesday. Folks, you don't want to miss it. Oh, dear goodness. Four state-ranked teams we'll be covering on Tuesday. It is KC Piper at Seaman. Seaman girls number one in the state against number five Piper. Seaman beat Piper by two to start the year, 69-67. That should be a great girls' game at 5:45 on Tuesday from Seaman High School. And the boys' game will not be a slouch either. It'll be the seventh-ranked team in 5A Seaman against number two team Piper. So we got four 5A state-ranked teams doing battle Tuesday night at Seaman. Can't wait for that. That's Tuesday night on the Pulse pregame around 5:45. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Silver Lake Animal Health Center here in Silver Lake, L&O Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Doltmeyer Homes, Michelle Martin. I believe I saw her in the stands here tonight. American Family Insurance, St. Mary's, Gray's Auto Repair with two locations, Gray's Auto Repair in Rossville and in St. Mary's, Bob's Janitorial, Stockgrower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Nextech, and by Integrity Insurance. A big shout out to Seth Tollison, pinch hitting tonight for MJ. MJ, hope you get to feeling better very soon. Seth, thank you so much for the nice good luck that you provided tonight for us to have two very competitive basketball games here tonight in the Nest as the Silver Lake girls win 67-54. Silver Lake boys make it a sweep on this Thursday night, winning in exciting fashion with a steal and a layup to seal it. Silver Lake boys win. Dane Johnson a bucket to break a 60-60 tie with 5 seconds remaining. That made it 62-60. Then the steal on the inbounds and the layup by Dieter to seal the deal. 64-60 to boys final. Hope you enjoyed the coverage on 96.9 The Pulse. If you want to go back and listen to any of the games we've done this year on 96.9 The Pulse, you can go to our website, mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. And speaking of MSC, make sure you download the free MSC radio app on your smartphones, and you can listen to any one of our stations, wherever you may be, across the world. We greatly appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate Seth helping back in the studios. And we appreciate you, our favorite listener. Once again, the final scores for the final time. Silver Lake girls win 67-54 St. Mary's. The boys make it a sweep and a thriller 64-60. This is Wade Gersher saying good night, and enjoy your Friday tomorrow.
Top of the hour pulse check on 96.9 KOZA Effingham, Topeka, part of the MSC Radio Network.